Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Draymond Green to bring it up. Warriors up to 38 seconds. Curry screens, gets the ball back, guarded by Collins. Curry drives in, finds Draymond at the rim, goes up, blocked by Kessler, knocked away. Here come the Jazz on the break. George right side, tries to the three, it's good! Utah leads by one with 25 seconds to go. 16-4 Jazz run. Well, the Warriors lose here in Utah, 131-128, as they are outscored by a count of 19-6 to finish the game. They led 122-112. And they were outscored by 10 in the paint, 54-44. But they did outscore the Jazz in second chance points, 24-13. 24 lead changes, 12 ties. Jazz led by 14. We have the first. Warriors led by 11. And could not sustain it in that fourth quarter. They took 8 more shots than the Jazz and lose the game. Jazz shot 52.2%. Out-rebounded the Warriors by 7. Both teams had 30-plus assists. And both teams with reasonable turnovers. Jazz 13, resulting in 15 points for Golden State. Warriors with 9, resulting in 12 with their, you know, both teams undermanned tonight. Jazz for other reasons. The Warriors because there's a trade pending. If you haven't heard, Jimmy Butler coming to the Bay. Well, a career high for Brandon Pajamski, 29 points. So 29 for Brandon Pajamski. He was 10 of 13 from the free throw line. And was really good. Got banged up all night long. Went high for a rebound. Got knocked to the floor. Took a hip to the body while trying to fight around the screen by Walker Kessler. Got elbowed in the face or whacked in the face by Keontae George. And the free throws are a new career high as well. 10 of 13 for Brandon Pajamski. 32 points for Steph Curry. 12 of 31. He was only 6 of 18 beyond the arc. He had 7 assists tonight. Only 1 rebound. Usually Steph much better off the glass. 18 points for Buddy Hield. He was 7 of 14, 4 of 8 from the field. 3 boards and 2 assists. 10 rebounds off the bench for Kevon Looney, who had 6 points. 9 for Gary Payton off the bench. He fouled out of the game. 7 points for Pat Spencer. 6 for Jackson Rowe in his NBA debut. Hit a couple of threes. So congratulations to him on that. For Utah, 31 points for Jordan Clarkson, as he was 10 of 19. He was tough to stop all night long. Isaiah Collier, 20 points and 11 assists, showing he has a good touch in the mid-range, not from the three-point line. 19 points and 5 boards for John Collins, 15 points, 18 rebounds, 3 block shots for Walker Kessler, 2 late in the game, which provided the Jazz the chance to come back. And those were critical blocks by Kessler. He basically saved the game for Utah. There were 2 layups that the Warriors had that were denied right at the rim. So he had a good night as well. And off the bench, 26 points for Keontae George, who always seems to play well against Golden State. 8 of 13 with 6 assists tonight. And so the change for Keontae George coming off the bench may pay dividends for the Jazz, who are now 12 and 37. And Golden State falls to 25-25 with a game tomorrow night. And that is down in Los Angeles. 6:30 with the pregame show. 7 o'clock with the start. And the Warriors will take on the L.A. Lakers. And we'll see what lineup the Warriors will be able to put out tomorrow night and when, if and when that trade becomes official.